The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 10 questions on Goof Troop, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, and tons more in this episode all about the Disney afternoon shows. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, and I host about 14 different places on the weekly and monthly. And this is my daily podcast. If you like trivia, I record a lot of my shows, my live events, and I use those rounds as daily doses of trivia for you on your feed with this show. And I also sometimes ask questions like I'm doing today on the Disney afternoon shows. And sometimes I have different guests on from near and far, places like Australia. And my friend Luke McKay might be on the show from time to time, or locally with my friends Jordan Zeilinger and Cam Molidor from Wreck My Podcast. So it's a little bit of something for everybody. If you like playing along and answering trivia in your car, on your workout, on your dog walk, all three of which people have told me they do. So thanks for checking out the show. Special would it be to Australian listener Dermot Gary, who asked me recently on Facebook where I got the intro greeting of what it be from. And to answer your question, Dermot, I just say it all the time in my daily life. I've probably said that since high school or so. I say it a lot of time when I answer the phone, what it be, I answer that way. And I just wanted the intro to the show to be the same on every episode. Because a lot of other podcasts I listen to seem to have that that cadence of a certain greeting that you kind of become accustomed to. So I couldn't think of anything else, and I'm like, I'll just start every episode with what it be. So it's not really particularly from anything, although it's probably in a bunch of movies and TV shows and stuff like that. But that's a little background on why I decided to start the episodes that way. Dermot says he says it all the time to people at work and things. And so let me know if you too find yourself saying it more often after listening to the show. I love hearing those stories. It's a windy ass day here in Laverne, California. So if you hear any roaring winds in the background, that's what it is. It's not me cheering for myself or anything. It finally stopped raining here. It was raining for like a week straight. Now it's pretty clear in the 60s again. So I'm going to start doing some more physical activity. It is a new year. It's almost a whole new month into the new year with February right around the corner. And I got some hiking boots for Christmas. So I'm going to start hiking regularly soon, I think. I'm going to try and do it daily if I can, even for like a half hour. But if you hike, give me some tips. I don't really hike. I don't really know what you're supposed to do besides just kind of walk up a thing. So drop me a line at ryanbuds@gmail.com or tweet at Ryan Buds, and give me your hiking tips. I know nothing except that I can't run for shit without getting winded, but the gradual climb of a hike is a good workout for me, and I don't ever feel like I'm going to die, so that's what I can handle. Except this one time I did feel like I was going to die because I saw a snake the width of my arm a few feet in front of me in the hills of Claremont, California. That was a close one, but he kind of just slithered by and was on his way. But ever since then, I've been hiking with a golf club in my hand, which I saw two older ladies doing. And I said, what are you guys doing with those golf clubs? And they said, this is just for protection in case we have to fight something off. And I was like, well, that's pretty smart. So I'm always bringing a golf club with me now, like those ladies taught me to do. Today's episode is all about Disney cartoons, specifically those in the Disney afternoon show block from the 90s. Maybe you remember these if you're about, I'd say 25 to 35, you watched some Disney afternoon at some point or another. The originals were The Adventures of the Gummy Bears, DuckTales, Chippendale, Rescue Rangers, and Tailspin. And then they expanded into other shows like Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, The Woozles or Wuzzles, Bonkers, Marsupilami, Aladdin, The Lion King's Timon and Pumbaa, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Gargoyles, Quack Pack, The Mighty Ducks, 101 Dalmatians, The Series, Pepper Ann, and The Snookums and Meat Funny Cartoon Show. and Disney's Doug, Hercules, and Recess. So today's 10 questions will be about a mix of those shows as picked by Patreon patron and trivia host Simon Time down in Orlando, Florida. You can check out all of Simon Time's trivia shows at Simon Time Trivia on Twitter if you live in that area and want to go play some fun pop culture trivia. We're going to jump into those Disney afternoon questions right now, so let's see how you do. Here we go. All right, gang, here we are with the Disney afternoon quiz questions. There's 10 of these, so try and figure out how many of these you can get out of 10 before you start. That's always fun to go, oh, am I going to get 7? Am I going to get 5? Am I going to get 1? Maybe you'll just get 1. But make a little prediction and then start writing down these answers or yelling them out loud to your radio or iPhone. Or Android, you know, whatever. Number one, on Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, what was the name of Monterey Jack's buzzing sidekick? Number one, on Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, what was the name of Monterey Jack's buzzing sidekick? That's your first question for Disney Afternoon. Question number two, what group of DuckTales villains were in and out of jail so much that they usually wore their assigned jail numbers and uniforms? Number two, what group of DuckTales villains were in and out of jail so much they usually wore their assigned jail numbers and uniforms? Question number three, on what show would you find a character named Kit Cloud Kicker? Number three, on what Disney Afternoon show would you find a character named Kit Cloud Kicker? Number four, who is the leader of the Gargoyles? Number four, who is their Optimus Prime? Number four, who is the leader of the Gargoyles? Question number five, what four characters starred on a show called Quack Pack? What were the four main characters on a show called Quack Pack? Number six, what kind of animal was Bonkers on the cartoon Bonkers? Number six, what kind of animal was Bonkers? Question number seven, in the theme song to Darkwing Duck, the singer says, let's get what? Fill in that blank. Number seven, in the theme song to Darkwing Duck, the singer says, let's get what? Question number eight, Goofy's neighbor Pete runs what kind of business on Goof Troop? Number eight, Goofy's neighbor Pete runs what kind of business on Goof Troop? Question number nine, Jim Cummings did the voice of which two main characters on The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh? Number nine, Jim Cummings did the voice of which two main characters on The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh? And question number 10, when Recess starts, the cartoon Recess, it portrays the lives of six kids in what grade? What grade level are they in? Number 10, how old or what grade level are the kids in on the cartoon Recess? All right, those are your 10 questions on the Disney Afternoon. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. Here we go, everybody. Disney Afternoon Answers. Follow along and see how many of these you got right out of 10. Question number one, on Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, what was the name of Monterey Jack's buzzing sidekick? It was Zipper, the little housefly, who is the best friend of Monterey Jack, or Monty, as they call him on the show. Zipper was the little fly sidekick's name. Number two, what group of DuckTales villains were in and out of jail so much they usually wore their assigned jail numbers and uniforms? That was the Beagle Boys, the Beagle Boys. I always wondered that as a kid. I'm like, why don't they just change? Why do they live at all times in these jail uniforms? The Beagle Boys. Number three, on what show would you find a character named Kit Cloud Kicker? That would be Tailspin. He's the young, I think he's a bear cub, right? He's like a younger bear, and he rides on a string and like a little kind of hoverboard-looking thing on the back of Baloo's plane. I used to have that plane, and it floated, I think, in water, and I had that figure, and it had the string that popped out so you can kind of like trail behind it. It was a pretty sweet toy. Number four, who is the leader of the Gargoyles? I was looking for Goliath. Goliath is the leader of the Gargoyles, and I think Goliath is a type of strong duct tape, or maybe I'm thinking of Gorilla Tape. That's probably what I'm thinking of. Number five, what four characters starred on Quack Pack? Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Uncle Donald. Donald, Huey, Dewey, and Louie were the four main characters on Quack Pack. I guess the kids are really the main characters, but if you look at like the poster or the DVD set, Donald's always with them. They had a kind of, you know, spoon feed you Donald for people who are like, who are these young ducks? You know, they got to give you the main duck. Everybody knows. Number six, what kind of animal was Bonkers on the show Bonkers? He was a bobcat. I think he was a cop Bobcat. Bonkers was one of the shows I didn't watch. I think it was like a little too goofy for me, which is funny because I loved Goof Troop and it has goof in the title. So that argument is already dead. Number 7, in the theme song to Darkwing Duck, the singer says, "Let's get physical." No, it's dangerous. "Let's get dangerous" is the lyric I was looking for. Number 8, Goofy's neighbor Pete runs what kind of business on Goof Troop? He's a used car salesman. He has a used car lot. Pete's, Honest Pete's used car lot, I think is what it's called. Number 9, Jim Cummings did the voice of Pooh and Tigger on The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Pooh as well as Tigger. And number 10, when recess starts, it portrays the lives of 6 kids in 4th grade, which is the perfect recess age. That's probably when you enjoyed recess the very most, like 4th, 5th, 6th grade. And that was your answer to the last question of those 10 on Disney Afternoon. How'd you do? Thank you so much, Simon Time, for the great topic that you picked for this episode. And check out Simon Time Trivia on Twitter to play all his different trivia nights in Orlando. Follow him for updates on the daily. If you want more Disney Afternoon goodness, check out the Disney Afternoon collection of 6 original NES games on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. For some stupid reason, they didn't put this game collection on the Nintendo Switch, which would have been absolutely perfect since they originally came out on the Nintendo. But whatever. I don't know. I don't know why they do stuff like that. It just makes people mad. That set includes DuckTales 1, 2, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, and Tailspin and Darkwing Duck, all remastered in HD. It is a really cool collection, so check that out if you like these shows. That's all for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening and telling a friend about the show. I always appreciate that. And if you really want to go that extra mile, leave me an iTunes review if you really dig the show, and hit me up anytime through email at ryanbuds@gmail.com if you have any questions about anything at all. If you need help setting up your own trivia night to host yourself, or you need some tips on equipment to use to start a podcast, or where to get questions and material from to run your trivia night, etc., I'm always happy to help. Don't hesitate to email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.